You're tuned to 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and this is the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers, along with Brett Tannehill. Today, we welcome longtime Sundial contributor Margaret Vann back into the spotlight. She shares two of her poems with us.
I have always loved road trips. And as a family, we sometimes got lost or couldn't seem to find our destination. I gathered up these memories of road trips into my newly published collection of poems, You Can't Get There From Here. My mother was in Valdosta, Georgia, and I was in Huntsville as she began her decline to go home to her late Carl. Every weekend, I'd drive down to be with her. I drove the back roads for their beauty and aloneness with my thoughts and memories. Back roads is the result of these drives. Back roads. Back roads have taken me through forests, hamlets, by lonesome cemeteries, along rivers and rusted railroads, to be again among pine woods and red clay hills, by black water swamps, places of my childhood. I was on my way home from visiting my mother in Valdosta. She was on her way home too, home to be with her beloved Carl. Daddy couldn't find bridges. Would there be bridges to cross? Mother was the navigator on their road trips. She would be able to cross this last bridge. I traveled each weekend to be with Mama as she slipped away. Every trip was one last time to see her, until it was the last time. In a driving rain, I traveled down a narrow, crooked road without power lines to mark the presence of fellow beings, with John Denver singing Country Roads as the rain fell. Traveling still on memory's back roads, the slow back roads to the future, I savor every mile, looking for each landmark with a smile. It is here I belong.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong.
I love to see a steam engine in full glory. As a child during World War II, living in Ohio near the munition factories, I had occasion to see the steam engines pass by. Dragon Memories is a memory of that time now, with adult memories of what it all meant. Dragon Memories, childhood memories of World War II. In Denison, an evening's entertainment was going to the train station to watch the big munition trains from Cleveland, Dayton, somewhere, pass through. Great fire-breathing locomotives, belching steam and sparks, whistling foreboding calls, pulling flat cars loaded with tanks, cannons, and trucks. We'd wave and yell as they passed by. Sometimes we'd see coaches filled with young men. No, boys. Grinning, hanging out of the windows, riding their rolling thunder to Valhalla, the pretty girls waved their handkerchiefs and called encouragement to the young warriors on their way to exotic places. Thrilled by the spectacle of hissing, flaming trains roaring through the station, but too young to understand what I was seeing. Too young to understand it was death riding those rails behind iron dragons.
Margaret Vann, a longtime resident of Huntsville, has been writing since her graduate poetry class with the late Dr. Augustus Mason at the University of Alabama. Her poems have been published in several books and magazines. These two are from her latest book, You Can't Get There From Here. Margaret has a wildflower garden, two rescue cats, 5 extraordinary grandchildren, and now a fine great-grandson. You can hear Margaret's poems again or any of the past poems and stories of Sundial writers by visiting our website, WLRH.org. Just click on Sundial under the Programs tab. You can hear a new episode of the Sundial Writers' Corner every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.